Hey cuties, welcome to your weekly reality TV history lesson where our hosts Anna and Charlotte explore the roots of today's most popular reality shows. So sit back, relax, and try not to flip any tables because class is in session. Welcome back to reality.
Hi everyone.
Hello.
Welcome back to reality. Today we are covering Mob Wives Season 1, Episode 5.
Yep.
Unfinished Business.
Unfinished Business.
Last week we left off on Karen still holding a grudge against Rita.
Spoiler alert. It doesn't stop. It comes to a head.
Continue.
It continues.
And Renee got her son's father out of jail. He's living with them. That's really all that we're looking at here. This episode, the Renee cringe is
really strong.
On fucking point.
Wow.
And I don't think it ever lets up the rest of the season, but it's just like still jarring every time.
Yeah.
And they really like start off with a bang with Renee this episode. Ooh. Instantly.
Fucking woof is all I can say.
And I think we should make a decision. A company decision right now.
Okay.
That we probably should just like not talk about any more therapy sessions because they're so fucking boring.
They're literally like, so boring. I don't even have it in my...
skip it.
Yeah.
Me too. I skipped all of them.
I don't care.
I'm also down to skip all the scenes about the book when Karen's like consulting like
a writer. I don't give
stuff.
A shit.
Like that stuff.
That doesn't even like... I don't even remember.
No.
Don't
it's
care.
It's such a waste of my fucking life.
Yeah.
When we could be... talking about
like
AJ's lumps.
With her fucking
we could be talking about Drita's husband,
right.
You know, we've got a lot to talk about here. I don't
like when she met up with her cousin.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
No.
Spare me, please.
Yeah.
Let's get other content in here.
Yep. So let's jump right into this painful Renee.
Yep. We open up the scene.
This is so hard to watch.
We open up. Renee is at the plastic surgeon, okay? What?
I think you're like really far into the episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's just
Renee goes. We start off at a girl's dinner. You don't remember the dinner from fucking Hades? All four of the girls are out to dinner. It's the first time they've been out since the potty.
Yeah.
And Renee instantly is fucking rude to the waiter.
Yes, dude.
As soon as they sit down.
Yeah, the VIP dinner, right?
Yep.
Yes, because, you know, Renee, I need everything the best.
She says, I know you're busy, but your attention needs to be at this table. That's what she said to the waiter. I would spit in your food so fucking
that's
fast.
So annoying.
Yeah. It was really embarrassing. Karen, all the girls in their confessional was like, Renee is really hard to go out with.
Yeah, because she needs to make it known about who she is. Like, and then the scenes of her like panning over and like talking to the people next to them. You know who I am, right?
No, she gets up.
She gets up.
Somehow she finds out the table next to them is celebrating a birthday.
Yes.
I don't know how that happened.
I feel like they overheard or something.
But she had to get up and go like do a dance for them.
Very
and say
strange.
Happy birthday. And she introduced herself as Anthony Graziano's daughter.
He's like, really?
Do you think he knows who that is? I don't think so.
For me, I'd be like,
whoa.
Okay.
She didn't even say her name. Like,
right.
That's your whole identity.
Is who your daddy is.
Yeah. Then she starts dancing
the
with
dude,
that guy.
The dancing with the guy. What the fuck was that?
She was taller than him, first
of
all.
Oh, my God.
That's
Can
already
we get a
embarrassing.
Little rendition of what it looked like?
She was going down. She was like, ready?
Ready? And she was like,
yeah.
Fucking, like, it's all she needs
She
to
was
do
literally
like
it was so much... Like, so much.
There was just, like, a lot of movement going on.
And his eyes were wide
he
as
was
fuck.
Like, I think he was
very
scared.
He was very overwhelmed and scared. Still trying to think, who the fuck is
Anthony
Graziano?
He's like, shit, do I know him? Did I go to school with him? Like, who's Anthony Graziano?
Mm-hmm. I did notice when they were sitting at the table, they had every fucking dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just the whole table was every slice of everything.
Yeah.
Which I was very jealous of.
Yeah.
And Renee tells us about her plans for plastic surgery. She talked about how she wants to get a tummy tuck and all of this. And then Drita, of course, skinny girl privilege,
mm-hmm.
says you could just go to the gym.
But here's the thing. Not everybody wants to do that.
No. Not
like
everybody
me.
Does.
I don't want to do that.
I see Renee's point. She was like, I could go lay on a table and look like you in 5 minutes instead of in 6 fucking months.
Right.
Like, I see where she's coming from, although she could never look like Drita. You can't get fucking muscles like Drita.
No.
Going to the plastic surgeon. Like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
And I love how she said, I don't need tips from two skinny bitches across the table. And
you know what? She was spitting facts.
Yes, totally.
Because I totally feel that.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. It's just like when my skinny friends are like calling themselves fat and I'm like, so what am I?
No, literally, it's so fucking annoying. It pisses me
the fuck off, dude. It's like, so if you think you're fat, then like, what am I?
Yeah.
You're talking about how low your gut is hanging?
Gut? Please. The skin?
Yeah.
Please.
Yep.
Here she is! You know what's so funny? When skinny bitches are talking about being bloated, and I'm like, I would never notice that I'm bloated.
I would never know. I would literally never know. Like, I could be fucking, like, 4 months pregnant for all I know.
Oh my god.
And then you would have a skinny bitch being like, you could just go to the gym.
I mean, I could. I'm sorry, but if you can tell after you had a big meal, you're not fat. You're fucking skinny as
literally,
fuck.
Literally, what the fuck? You could see your food, like, making an impact in your body? Yeah, right.
I cannot relate. The only
impact I see is, like, maybe another roll.
Maybe. I'd feel nothing.
I feel nothing. Like, I just am like,
my stomach doesn't even stretch anymore.
More hunger.
I feel like something sweet. That's what I feel.
I feel like a little something sweet.
Always. Mm. Okay, so after this, we see a scene with Karen and Drita out to eat.
Yeah.
And it's just the same old fucking thing.
Same old spiel.
Acting like besties.
Yeah.
And Karen just can't let it fucking
go. She can't let it go.
And she even brings up the book.
Yes.
And Drita's fine with it. Mm-hmm. She doesn't ask any questions like, am I going to be in the book? Is Lee going to be in the book? I don't think Drita would really care.
Yeah.
I really don't think she cares. Karen fucking cares a lot.
Karen really cares.
She's really caring.
She has never, ever, ever let this thing go.
That's why her name is Karen. She cares a lot.
God.
Now we get into Renee at the doctor.
Oh,
Dr. my God. Dr. Klappa.
And wow. He does a fucking doozy on her. The way that whatever he's doing, you can see her skin just like peeling off.
Didn't it just look like a tattoo removal to
you?
Yes. That's exactly what it looks like. It looked
so scary. I just watched Tom Sandoval get his A removed off his ass and it looked the same way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and they said it stunk.
Oh, yeah. It's burning skin. Yeah.
And I was like, dude, what the fuck is she doing? And then
they did the whole thing.
And then it literally looks like somebody peeled the first layer of her skin off like a fucking grilled cheese.
Yeah. Yeah. It looked really scary. She said it felt like her face was on fire. And then they literally wrapped her up like a burn victim. Like gauze, like a mummy.
Yes. That was like, what?
I feel like that should be illegal.
I mean, that, what?
For no reason. Like, she doesn't have scars.
No.
She's just kind of old. Like, get some fucking moisturizer, bitch. Jesus. You don't need to get your face lasered off.
No, and then the whole healing process was, like, so scary.
Okay.
When the fucking fact
that she invited Carla, the cameras over, I would be, like, shut down filming for a week. Yeah. I need to recover from a surgery.
Yes.
You can't force me to film. I'm recovering from a procedure. And then she opens the fucking door.
And Carla's, like, scared. Carla's reaction was fucking funny.
She goes, oh, my God. God. And that's what I said.
Yeah.
She looks like a burn victim. It was very scary. And she was like, it's going to look great. Like, no big fucking deal.
Yeah.
She said, AJ won't look at me.
Well.
Carla said, I don't want to look at her either. It literally, and their mates playing like horror music too.
Yeah.
When she opened the door, it made like a screaming sound. Yes. And then it was like a wah! Sound effect. It was so funny.
Oh my God.
I would totally be refusing to film. I'm sorry. She's bolder than me.
That was a lot. And then like her skin literally looks like basically how it did before.
No, there was absolutely no difference.
You went through all of that.
Yeah.
Dr. Klappa, it sounds like he freaking just wanted an excuse to burn you.
How much do you think that costs too?
A couple grand probably.
For sure, because tattoo removal is like this big and so expensive.
Fucking insane.
And then we see Drita and Carla hanging out. Carla.
Mm-hmm.
She tells us that she has a boyfriend. We haven't heard about Carla's boyfriend yet until this. They start showing pictures of them together, but he's totally blurred out. So yeah. What the fuck was the point of that? They're like snapping photos of them on the screen,
like, but the it's just photo noise that they always do.
But it's just Carla in a blurred
and a blur.
Like, why? And I'm wondering if, since the boyfriend's clearly pretty new, and now she's wearing this heart necklace all the time, that waffle heart necklace.
Oh yeah,
I wonder if he got it for her.
Maybe he did. I bet you he did.
PSA to all the men out there: your wife, girlfriend, whoever, does not want heart shaped jewelry. No. Just needed to tell you that.
Yeah, not really.
Especially not a big waffle. It looked like Claire's.
Yeah,
100%. For sure. Like, that's a statement piece. I remember seeing that when I first watched the show, and now it kind of lines up. Like, I feel like her boyfriend got that for him.
Yeah. It would make sense.
Drita says she has her
birthday party.
She wants to have the balls to move on,
mm-hmm.
but she's not ready to give Lee up. But she sees Carla out here living her best life.
And she's like, I kind of want that.
Yeah.
I kind of want to, like, explore that.
Mm-hmm. So what better way to celebrate than her birthday?
Her birthday party.
She gets fucking lit up from the clit up. Literally,
holy shit.
Before they even step out the fucking car.
She got absolutely fucked up. And the way that they were like, look, I got this new vodka. It's whipped cream vodka. I'm like, holy shit.
She was dancing.
Wow.
She was dancing. She was in, like, those heels all night. Yeah. She was like a fucking zombie dancing.
Dude, she was fucked up. Yeah.
I love that for her.
Oh, my God. She was very, I mean, I can't even imagine how she was feeling the next day. No. I mean, I can. No. I've been there.
And yet, she still let them come film her in her bed.
Wow.
Like, I'm sorry, I'm taking a day off.
Yeah.
When my face is burned off.
When I'm, like, sick from being hungover.
Yeah.
You're not coming over here. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Yikes.
She was probably hungover to the point where she had the shakes, which is, ooh, that is the worst fucking thing ever. Yeah. I never want to experience it again.
Oof.
Let's talk about Carla's boyfriend at the party.
Okay. So, like, Renee, what did he tell Renee?
We didn't hear it, so we have to just go off what
Renee said. Renee said,
she tells us.
Yeah, Renee tells us, so we have no idea if it's actually true or not.
Renee tells us, not Carla, not anyone else. She tells us that Carla's boyfriend said that if he wasn't with Carla, he would get with her.
Yes.
First of all, they would have 100% showed us that.
Absolutely.
If he said that.
Absolutely.
You could see them sitting next to each other, but again, he's fully blurred out.
Yeah.
And she just walks away and looks annoyed.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if he said something or maybe touched her in a way. I don't know.
And then she just, like, took it the wrong way.
And she just goes to Carla and just says, you deserve better.
No, and Carla, like, I'm sorry, is like,
Anna,
so
I would be pulling you and being like, that motherfucker right there is saying this. Like, I would pull him to him and be like, tell your fucking girlfriend what the fuck you just said.
Yeah, absolutely. And, like, Carla looks so fed up. She's just, like, trying to have a good time.
She literally was like, okay. She was like, okay. Like, just dancing. Yep,
just totally disregarding her. Because, like, Renee, shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're literally, like, a troll.
Yeah, because the way she goes about it is so fucking weird. Annoying. Like, Carla, I want better for you. Like, Renee, your ex-husband, your son's father.
Your son's
literally
father?
Is an informant. Okay. On your own dad.
So yikes. Okay. Yikerusk. Okay.
Literally, don't fucking throw stones, Renee. No one likes your fucking boyfriend either. I get it. You don't like Lee. You don't like anyone's fucking man.
Yeah.
So shut the fuck up. I'm sure nobody fucking likes Junior.
Okay? Probably nobody does like Junior.
No, I don't think so. We do see Drita hungover the next day. Mm-hmm. She said she can't remember anything. Did you see that point when she, like, bent down?
Yeah.
And she was just like, oh, literally fuck. Collapsed on literally the dance
looked
floor.
Like a fucking drug addict on Kensington Avenue in Philadelphia. Just slumped over like a zombie.
Yeah.
And you know what? We've all been there.
We have. Yeah.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
Then we get to the point where she has a conversation with Lee.
Mm-hmm.
They finally make up. He says, happy birthday, my love.
Yep.
And I did notice something that is, like, weird. Why every time she's like, okay, make sure you call back when the kids are home, okay? Mm-hmm. She always says good night.
And he always says see you later. Like, you're not seeing us ever.
She's like, okay, good night, bye.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's, like, during the day, she says good night.
Which is so funny because I was literally going to bring up how he always says see you later. Like, we don't see you ever.
Yeah, we never see you. In fact, I saw a picture of you And you didn't look
one
great.
Time.
One time. And you looked horrible.
Okay? I see you as often as your wife sees you.
Yeah. And you looked horrible. But yeah, so I just noticed that because she said it twice in this episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was like, okay, good night. Bye. Yeah. It's like 12 p.m.
Yeah. But they make up and it's very cute.
Yeah. He's happy birthday, my love.
My love.
That was cute.
And Drita says, very humbly, she says, you know, I'm jealous of the girls, but Lee's my husband and I love him. I'm gonna wait for him.
Yeah.
The way she says it is so defeated and sad. Mm-hmm. It's really sad.
Yeah.
And Drita, they talk again in another scene.
Yes, and
Drita
and tells him about the book. Said, yes. And he's fucking, he goes off the deep end. What the fuck, that fat cunt, or probably yeah. He says.
Yeah. He calls Karen a fat bitch. Oof.
He calls Karen fat, ugly, like a lot of shit.
Well, of course he doesn't want her writing about him, and she knows all of his fucking secrets. All of his
secrets, yeah.
I wouldn't want him writing about me either, to be honest, but what the fuck? You don't date her for 7 years.
Right.
And that was after her dad was a rat, so you knew that she's probably a fucking rat, too. Right.
So.
That's what happens. And then we also get a scene of Carla meeting Karen at the gym. Karen's gonna...
Yes.
Or Carla's gonna train Karen apparently.
At the gym.
Karen says she wants to start going on dating sites, which, what the fuck dating sites were there back in 2010?
Right.
Match.com? No, plenty definitely no Plenty of Fish.
It was around.
2010?
For sure. Steph and I would make fake accounts on that when we were in high school? Yeah. Middle school. It's been around.
They were both talking about it like they had never been on the internet before. Right. They're like, how do I even do that?
Yeah. And then that's the point when we find out that apparently Drita's been really minimizing the whole thing about Lee.
Because as she should. Right. I would too.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm not going to be like, yeah, they were together for a really long time.
Yeah.
They were like in love.
Yeah.
Like,
they lived together. They were adults.
And like.
Yeah. Carla drops the bomb that she was under the impression that Karen and Lee dated when they were 15.
Yeah.
End of story.
Like, you dated when you were so young. And then, of course, you know, because we're talking about it again.
Yeah.
It's like the never-ending fucking story with Karen.
Yeah.
And Lee. And Drita.
Yeah.
So then Karen's freaking pissed.
Yeah. Karen's big fucking mad.
Big mad. Fired up. She wants to talk to Drita about it.
Yeah. Well, first she sits down with Renee to consult because she knows Renee is down to shit talk.
Of course.
Always. Mm-hmm. It's just what she does. And Karen believes that Drita owes her an apology for getting with Lee behind her back. But was it behind your back or were you guys not friends?
Right.
Once they confront each other, maybe not this time, possibly it's the next episode, but at some point the truth kind of comes out when they're talking together. Mm-hmm. Because right now the stories are not fucking matching up.
Yeah.
And it sounds like once we get to the bottom of it that they weren't, when Drita was friends with Karen, they were already broken up.
Yeah.
So she met them separately.
Right.
It's not like Drita was hanging out with them while they were a couple.
Yeah. And then and they had been broken up for a year.
Yeah.
And then Drita decided to hop on that.
Yeah. And Karen was probably already moved away at that point.
Right.
Right.
Probably.
What do you want the girl to do?
You know, she wanted to fuck Lee.
Yeah.
She wanted to get her freaking...
And you should be glad that that's her, not
literally,
you.
Literally, I don't know how many times we have to say this. Like, Karen, you need to be thankful that that's not your life right now.
Yeah.
My God.
In this episode, did we see Karen talking to her ex about dating? Or is that next episode?
Yes.
We did see it this episode?
Yeah.
Well, then... Before we get into the Karen and the Drita of all of it, I need to expose Karen.
Okay.
Because this shit pissed me the fuck off.
Yeah.
She tells this motherfucker she's going to start dating. Mm-hmm. His response makes me feel like he didn't know that they were totally done.
Yes.
He was like, that's really what you want? Like, you don't think we're meant to be together? Like, he thought she was going to New York to write her book, take a break, and they were going to come back as a family.
Yeah.
That's what I got out of it.
Yeah.
She talks about how he's been in jail pretty much the whole time they were together. Let me fucking tell you that everyone thinks Karen fucking moved away to Arizona to live this life, but her and her brother started a fucking ecstasy ring in Arizona when they moved there.
What the fuck?
Her boyfriend was one of the runners
for
this ecstasy ring. He had never been in trouble before this.
Oh, shit.
She got him into this shit.
Oh,
and they all got arrested. They got busted by the feds. And he took a longer sentence along with her brother. They both took longer sentences so she didn't have to go to jail because they had a very young daughter.
Oh.
And so it fucking pisses me off so bad that she's like, well, I just can't trust you to stay out of jail and I don't want this lifestyle anymore. And he was like, I'm ready to make the transition to be a family. Like, right. We should have fucking been from the beginning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Holy shit,
and it Karen. Will come up. Someone exposes her eventually throughout the seasons.
Dirty fucking rat.
The fact that she's acting like she got away from her dad in New York mm-hmm. because, you know, that lifestyle was so tough and she went to do this family thing. But she's the one that fucking did all that.
Did all
she
of that.
She was like the ringleader of this ecstasy shit, ring.
Dude.
Yeah.
Damn. So
fuck her.
So that's really fucked up that she talks about how much, like, it's always like how he's been in jail. It's like, but you...
Because of you, bitch.
It you were the reason.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. That's fucked up.
Yeah. It's really fucked
up. Damn. Karen, you fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Can't trust you.
No. And she puts on such, like, a sweet girl act, mm-hmm. and it's fucking annoying me.
We know who you fucking really are.
I do. And you fucking break up with him to be with fucking that fucking big ogre Storm. Please let me show you her boyfriend. When she gets a boyfriend, I think we're gonna see him this season. His name is fucking Storm.
Oh, God.
And he is such a big ugly. I showed you her ex. God, this He's motherfucker such a
big
is
ugly.
Literally.
Oh no.
No. He's an ogre. He's disgusting. Please, when I look up Karen Storm, it's a fucking picture of a storm with a Karen haircut on top. Yeah, and her ex is cute, and she fucking downgrades to Storm. You're going to tell me Storm has never been arrested. Look, this looks recent. They must be together, because she looks old.
Oh, my God.
Is he wearing the same shirt that he was, like, 12 years ago?
Is that what was she wearing the same shirt?
Yeah. Oh, wow. What is this from? Hold on. We got to see.
Was it, like, marriage?
This is from... October 2022.
What the fuck?
They went on marriage boot camp.
Oh, shit.
I gotta watch that. Who else was on that season? That's amazing. Wow, they were together for a long time. That's so sad, because now I know she never gets back with Karina's dad. That's fucked up. She fucking ruined that motherfucker's whole life.
And then wants to play the victim.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking annoying.
All that just to come back to fucking New York. Yep. Start your bullshit all over again. Probably selling drugs up here.
Probably.
That's probably why she came back to be on the show, because she didn't have any fucking money, because she couldn't sell ecstasy anymore.
That's true. It's probably why she went through all of that.
Yeah.
Duh.
My God, what a fucking bitch.
Damn, Karen.
To think we were friends. Now let's talk about her confronting Drita. I feel like we're already very biased on this because Drita's our favorite.
Yeah.
But I don't care. Like she's right in the situation. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I agree.
I don't think she's a man stealer.
No, I don't, because... No, I don't. And the way that Karen walks into Drita's house and starts throwing all this shit around, I'd be like, ooh.
Yeah. And Drita lets her say what she needs to say. Mm-hmm. Drita was clearly very blindsided by this. She obviously had no idea it was coming. She didn't know Karen had these feelings. And I was still pretty proud of the way she
handled
She definitely didn't do what needed to be done to resolve the issue, but yeah. She didn't even know it was an issue till this moment. Right, so I totally give
Karen's
her grace on
fucking
that.
Playing friends and like, everything's fine. Let's go out and have dinner.
Yeah.
Let's go have drinks.
While she's plotting, she knows exactly what she's going to say to mm-hmm. Drita. She knows exactly why she's pissed. So Drita's totally blindsided.
Yeah.
So I don't put any blame on her with how she reacted.
Yeah.
I think she actually reacted really well compared to what we've seen Drita do.
She did
do.
Have some veins popping out of the neck, but I mean, that's understandable.
And Drita calls it out right away. She puts it into it. She says, you and Lee were broken up by the time we met. And Kurt said, yeah, but that's all the confirmation I needed.
Yeah.
Because that's the one thing that was questionable to me. If Drita was Karen's friend when she had this man and then Karen moved away and she hopped on the man, that is totally different. That is totally mm-hmm. different. So when Drita does say, I'm not apologizing for shit, which in that moment, I do not blame her at all. And she takes the opportunity to talk about the book, say, well, mm-hmm. Lee doesn't want to be in your fucking book. And Karen's pissed that this is even a subject.
Right. Why are we talking about this when we're talking about this?
Because she doesn't know what the fuck you're talking about, bitch.
Right. It came out of the freaking woodwork.
She's got her own
issues,
the book, but she was going to let that go because she's a fucking woman and you're her friend. But you have the fucking real problem that you can't let go.
Mm-hmm.
Karen calls Lee a scumbag, which she has every right to do. That's her ex, whatever. Yeah. But, like, you're literally in his house now.
Yeah.
Drita keeps saying, you're going to say that in my house? How about, it's Lee's house. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Drita needs to check her blood pressure at this moment because her veins start to pop.
Very much so. Wow.
And she says something about, if you're bashing Aaliyah's father, there's going to be a fucking problem.
And her fucking...
Yeah.
She looks like a bodybuilder.
Yeah, her neck starts to expand.
Oh, God.
I'm totally on Drita's side here.
I agree.
Obviously, when Karen brought it up, what would have resolved it is Drita saying, I didn't know you felt like this. There's really not much I can do. That's my husband. Like, yeah. I'm really sorry you felt like I betrayed you. What can I do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what she needed to be said, but she couldn't have that. Like, how would she? She doesn't have a moment to think.
Yeah.
This bitch is just, like, coming at her sideways for something she had no idea about.
Right.
But Karen doesn't understand that.
Well, Karen's a big fat fucking idiot.
Yeah, she is.
Okay.
You know what?
I'm over you.
Right. You're a fat bitch.
You're a fat bitch. And I'm sure your book was a fucking piece of shit.
Actually, it was probably a New York Times bestseller like every other person
like
on TV,
Teresa's Ingredients.
But it was probably shit. I would love to put Teresa just in this group of ladies. She would fit in so well.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you think she would be friends with? Carla.
Carla.
Her and Renee would fight instantly.
Absolutely.
That wraps up this episode, but next episode, oh my God, we get our first brawl. We get our first WWE scene. It's such a good one. I watched it. Tensions build.
Is that when Renee calls him a cunt or something? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
At the dinner.
And it's really funny because it's supposed to be a dinner where Drita and Karen confront each other.
Yeah.
And it just goes off the deep end with Carla and Renee. Yeah.
Yeah. Love that.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Tune in.
I know. I'm excited.
Hopefully there'll be more lumps. We did not get any lumps this episode.
No, AJ was gone because he was refusing to look at his scary mom.
Absolutely.
His mummified mother.
As I would too. Yeah.
But next week is going to be so exciting, you guys. We are halfway through the season.
Yep.
I did check. There's 10 episodes and only one reunion, thank God.
Yeah.
So we are halfway through. We are going to keep chugging along. Mm-hmm. We'll be done in just a couple of weeks and moving on to our next show.
Which we have no idea what it's going to be yet.
Do you know?
No.
I don't either.
I don't remember what I even put in there.
Me neither.
Great.
It's going to be a real fucking surprise.
Yep. Love that.
I'm looking forward to it. I feel like everything's going to be boring after Mob Wives, though. Yeah. To be honest.
Probably.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
We love you guys.
Love you. Thanks so much for tuning in.
See you next week on Back to
Reality.